I'm tired of this. Hell with it. No, okay. Well, this was our first late cartoon.
Very first, missed the deadline.
And actually Nickelodeon missed the deadline. We didn't. What happened was Bob Camp storyboarded it, and it was really funny. And we showed it to them, and they didn't like it. Nickelodeon hated this cartoon and wanted us to throw it out.
Come on, Ren. I need
so I asked her to come out to L.A. so we could negotiate that. I said, well, why don't we just cut out the stuff that you hate the most? And a lot of it was, well, they said it was a psychodrama. That's, I think they coined that term.
Yeah. It's over with.
Said it was going to frighten kids to death. It would be irresponsible of us to put this on the air and have kids commit suicide.
Over the cheese-a-phone.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what's wrong with this cartoon? You know, and you liked the story when we pitched it to you, but I didn't like the storyboard or something because the drawings were just too extreme, especially with all the grimaces that Ren makes when he's happy.
Yes.
So we threw out the most extreme ones, and I actually, like, begged her. I got on my knees and begged her. She said, you've got to let us make this cartoon because everyone's going to love it. It's going to be the hit of the season. And somehow I talked her into it. We went ahead and made it. It was the, you know, it was the hit of the season. They put it on. Everyone loved it. And then next year, when we came up with cartoons that they didn't like, they kept saying, can't you give us another Stimpy's Invention?
Yeah. They said they were going to go easier on us.
I just remember they weren't going to let him say sick little monkey.
Oh, really?
And I was on the phone talking. I was like, picture sick little monkey on T-shirts.
Go ahead.
How many T-shirts are they going to sell?
You know, even Time magazine had a lecture Nickelodeon for not being more aggressive in selling things based on the show. I guess they had no idea it was going to be the hit that it turned out to be.
Yeah, they were counting on Doug.
Yes, Doug Funny and Sally Mayonnaise.
Now they're this is a beautiful sequence here.
Yeah. How do
they work? It's like the Citizen Kane of modern animation. That is incredible.
I did the layouts on this one.
Yeah. So for the writhing.
Enjoy.
Yes. Yeah, the super writhing.
Now, what expression is that? Tell me. That's a dog expression. You need 5 hyphenated words to describe it.
I think that animation there is Kelly Armstrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really good.
Which happens to be married to Bob Jakes.
Yeah, Carbuncle animated this one. Bob and Kelly and their animators, and it's fantastic animation.
Yeah. Hey, what's the matter, Ren?
Hey. Cool. There's one of those cuts that Eddie likes so much.
I love those cuts. That worked totally great.
I know now.
I've got the cell from
those. Are my bus drawings.
I must tiny
look. John does bus drawings, restroom drawings, telephone doodles. They all somehow work their way into the cartoon.
This whole sequence is real nice.
I love that.
That's Bob drawing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's Bob drawing.
It's all Bob here.
Yeah, most of the lab was...
that's Bob.
Yeah.
If you're watching
painting
this,
soon.
Nice. Effects by David Koenigsberg.
Yeah, actually, still owe...
Yeah, good music. Too.
This scene is a combination of me and Bob.
Yeah. Watch the heads change. And what was it? They didn't want us to do a duck. They wanted it to be a woodpecker.
Oh, that's right. Change duck to woodpecker.
Because it might hurt a duck to have his head to do things to hard metal like this. This duck. Mm-hmm. They thought it looked too painful for the duck, so we could change it to a woodpecker, because then woodpeckers are used to having their beaks doing things.
There was a reason behind that?
That was their reasoning. I had to talk to them on the phone during this period.
Oh. I just sent them back a note saying no.
Yeah. Well, that's after I went through the argument and they kept arguing. That's what we would boil down to, you going no. We've tried reason.
Brilliant.
Now we're
pacing here.
No.
To go back
only
to
a duck will work for this
that's
joke.
That's right.
That was just on principle. We can't
look at that drawing.
Wow.
And painting. Yeah, it's like the Bob Jakes note on Baby Huey. He got ducks don't have teeth.
They wanted a giraffe in there somewhere. One of the episodes.
Yeah.
I have a giraffe.
I love that.
Stubble always looks good at a cartoon character.
His forehead.
Eureka! I've seen it. Never ends.
Yep.
You never wanted it to end. It was so
Eddie,
gorgeous.
What about your ignorant composition theory?
Yeah.
No, I'm not feeling any better.
Yes, ignorant compositions. It's sometimes you have to have the courage to put a character dead in the middle of the screen with a telephone pole coming out of his head from behind, you know?
And straight up and down.
Yeah. Spumco is a studio that appreciates ignorance. Ignorance to me is funny stupidity. Yeah. If you're stupid, that doesn't mean you're ignorant. Ignorant is a dimension beyond that.
Okay.
They weren't going to let us do the rolled-up newspaper and walk in towards him either, because children somewhere that might have had their parents beat them, that would remind them of their parents beating them.
I was like,
he doesn't hit him with it. He's rolling it up and walking.
This is the remote control. And I use this dial to control how happy you are.
You sick little monkey.
Say that.
Why are you out of...
They didn't want him to call him that.
I didn't think they'd ever figure out how to animate these scenes here.
Right.
Like, I posed it all out, thinking that no way will they ever animate this right.
And but they did.
It perfect.
Yeah, yeah, look at it. Blam!
I thought I was going to get notes back from Bob saying, John, you're crazy.
Well, we knew that.
This won't
that,
work.
Look at that. Did you see that nose?
That was the face that really they hated.
Yeah.
Nickelodeon.
Was happy about
those
being black psychotic.
Watches in the background.
Out of focus is nice.
Yes.
Good teeth theories going on in this one.
They got these weird video freezes in here.
I think that's the remastering.
That's the beauty of remastering. Video freezes.
Yes.
Freeze the film gram.
Some different background on every shot.
Oh, this is gorgeous.
Yeah, I didn't think they'd pull this off.
Here's the navel, if you want to call it that.
It's an Audi.
Yep.
So happy!
More BVDs. Nobody ever wears boxer shorts in a John cartoon.
That started a whole trend. Yeah, every cartoon has BVDs in it.
I love
now.
That theory. The floating head.
Oh, that
head.
Is great. Aye,
now,
aye.
Originally... He licked those and stuck them to him, and they said he can't lick the shorts.
So, well, I agree with that one.
So all you guys missed him licking the shorts.
For my best friend.
I have to go with Nickelodeon on that one. I do this every day.
Empty your cat's box
mm-hmm.
with joy like
against
that?
Against my will. Mm-hmm.
This was a scene where we had... No one had laid out the background.
See how I love
so at the last second, we
made them up.
I just made it up. And
he just did plus signs.
Yeah. Well, he's psychotic, so it's okay.
And that's actually Billy doing the laughter, because I can't do a really psychotic laugh like that.
Yeah. Not and still have vocal cords when you're done.
Yeah, well, I don't have much in the way of vocal cords anyway.
There's a lot of that in Warner Brothers cartoons where they'd switch a voice in the middle... To get a different effect.
Oh, nice contrast.
Yeah.
That was my wall when I was a kid.
I wish I could have seen a picture of your room.
Nash.
Yep.
With two wheels.
Nash Metropolitan. Bob had one right around there.
He's missing his
iris. Mask is gone. Yeah. Where's his mask?
Oh, you,
Well, we noticed that in the layout,
mm-hmm.
and then I drew it on.
And it went away.
I drew it on and then looked at it, and it ruined the composition of him coming up in the window.
Right. Just too many things going on.
Screw it. Just get rid of it.
Typical John Finger, hooked finger.
Oh, I rue the day I drew that.
Yeah.
Because now every artist that ever works for me gives me that finger.
But I have one of them. I possess that finger.
Well, I tell people, show John your finger drawings. He loves them.
Mm-hmm. It's a record of our lives, once again.
It's called Happy Happy Joy Joy.
Oh, God.
Didn't we try to call Burl Ives during this period?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, John and Real Ives.
We couldn't find him.
He was dead.
Well, I found a phone number, but it just rings and rings and rings. I tried different codes where you'd call and ring and hang up, and he never answered.
No. This is a song about being happy. That's right. It's the Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy song.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
I don't think you're happy enough. That's right. I'll teach you to be happy. I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs. Now, boys and girls, let's try it again.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
If and you ain't the granddaddy of all liars, the little critters of nature, they don't know that they're ugly. That's very funny. A fly marrying a bumblebee. I told you I'd shoot, but you didn't believe me. Why didn't you believe me?
Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, 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 joy, joy, joy.
Oh, Mark Helfer animated Cindy's ass in that scene where he's doing the butt dance.
Yeah.
I made him redo it like 15 times. He was so mad. But then when he saw it, he loved it.
Yes. Now, I remember him stressing.
Now they only let him animate asses. I have never been this angry. Just kidding, Mark.
This is great. I wondered where you were going to go with this.
There's a bag of water again.
Mm-hmm. I feel great. I love being angry.
We couldn't think of an ending to this, so I said, let's not have one. I'll just stop.
Yeah. Happy to
when they
you,
just
sir?
Stop right at the climax.
Oh, buddy. Genius.
It's time for Ask Dr. Stupid with your host, Dr. Stupid.
Oh, hello there.
Doctor, here's a letter from Jennifer from Bent Armpit, Wyoming. And she asks, Dear Dr. Stupid, what is that ugly white slab in my can of beans?
That's a very good question, Jennifer. I'd better put on my patented Stupometron helmet. Prepare to activate. The answer's simple, really. Jennifer, that ugly white slab in your can of beans is the queen bean. And all the other beans are the worker beans that serve her.
Thank you, Dr. Stupid. Tune in next time for Ask Dr. Stupid.
This music is utterly fantastic. I love this. Listen to it endlessly.
And those are Jim's magic fingers.
Well, that's the original, yeah.
Yeah.
Kiss Jim.
Well, I don't know.
I'm not going to. I'll leave it for the girls.
Well, John gave us direction when we recorded it. And said, make it sound tougher. It doesn't sound tough enough. So we did it again.
15 times?
Yeah.
That's the rule of Funko. 15 times and it gets approved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's called Jailhouse Bob.
How many Funko artists did take the screw in the light bulb?
Just none. One, but he has to do it 50 times?
None. We can't afford light bulbs.
Oh, there you go.